We've been sitting here so long, so I won't speak a lot, but I'm so happy that God has given us a chance to become mothers, those of us who are mothers. And that verse which we started, our memory verse, all that the Father has given will come to me. I thought, all the children whom we have, the Father has given me. It's a gift from God. And I want to especially remember that and think of that and say, Lord, they are your gifts. I remember a time when my children left. Okay, before that I'll come to a time when the children were born. It's great. It was the greatest feeling. You know, they termed that word labor correctly. Because after all those many hours, we hold this little baby in our arms and we look at his tiny or her tiny fingers, her toes, and the way she stretches and yawns. Everything so beautiful, and we think like, what a beautiful gift God has given me. And it takes days, and even when they are sleeping, we look at them and admire them, enjoy them. But and so it goes on like that. When I was having my first baby growing up, I got this revelation from the Lord. I think I must have read it somewhere. I looked at his hand and I thought, one day these hands are going to wave goodbye to me and leave me as he goes on the path of life. And that thought stuck with me. Stuck with me, so I didn't want to forget it. I put some color on his hand and put his hand on a card and made an impression of the card. And I wrote that card down, and I think I put it in his book for 7 years. One day this hand is going to say, wave goodbye to me and leave me as he goes on the path of life. And I always want to remember that the years that God has given our children are so few. Very soon the day will come when they have to say goodbye to us. In those few years, God has given us a tremendous responsibility to teach them many things. When my older son left for college and he had gone many thousands of miles away, I thought, Lord, I haven't taught him everything I wanted him to know. Like mothers may think of teaching them driving, how to fix small things, how to do their laundry, how to do their cook some simple meals, many things. But most importantly, we mothers, the important task is, have we taught our children to trust the Lord and trust Him in all trials, and to make the right choices in life, not to be swayed by peer pressure, and the friends may tell them or laugh at them or make fun of them. Will they be able to stand? So many things I wanted my child to learn, and he's gone. And I thank God we have so many little children with us, and we have mothers who can take that calling seriously. We thank God for the church where they can hear good things and grow up. That is the best thing we can give. If we have the Lord and we can give them the fear of God and to know God, that will be the best thing. One of the things which the Lord taught me was, another thing as my son was leaving, was that I used to pray for so many things. Like if it's cold, you know, he was going to college in the East Coast, where we in India were not used to such cold weather. And I was thinking, how hope he'll keep himself warm. He hope he knows what to do, that he shouldn't go out in the cold, and he should have a head cap, a cap or something. So many things were there. And I used to keep thinking, like, how can I... And those days, even to make a phone call was so expensive. 60 rupees to make a 3-minute call from our house for 1 minute. 60 rupees for 1 minute. And 60 rupees was a lot of money for us. And what could I tell him? And then I came to this revelation and I said, Lord, he's not my child. He's your child. You gave him to me. You loaned him to me for a few years, but he's yours. And that was such a... lesson of surrendering my children to the Lord was so important for me. So every time after that, they faced different things in college or at home, and as the others were growing up, I was reminded of this, saying, Lord, our child, He's yours and ours. We have him for some years, but he really, really belongs to you. That was one revelation. Then, I don't want to add, say the many, many little things we have to do for our children. You know, being a mother, today is a Mother's Day, but actually we mothers can say every day is Mother's Day for us. We can never stop being a mother. We have to do the daily things, feed them, bathe them, clothe them, think of what they're going to eat next and their schooling, everything. Every day is Mother's Day for us. But I remember the times when, especially my husband was traveling, I thought, I don't want my children to grow up thinking, Daddy's not here, so it's so dull, it's so boring. I wanted to make it more interesting. So we'd sit around and we'd sing their favorite songs. One, if they could play some instrument, they'd play and we'd sing. On Saturdays especially, or we'd play some indoor games. So those are the things which children remember about us. Not just like, oh, go and study, go and read the Bible, go and pray. Even about praying, I thought, we can tell our children to go and pray, but how do they know how to pray? We have to teach them. So I used to tell them, hey, you pray after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry if I displeased you. Please forgive me. I thought even those things we can teach our children to pray, that they are not going to learn from some school book or something how to pray. We have to teach them. And regarding their lessons also, I remember, when Sanjay went to school, from his earliest years, he had very good teachers. See, teachers who had been teaching for maybe 15, 20 years. His teachers were well seasoned and he got a good foundation about his education. But when my second and third children started going, especially Santosh went, we got teachers who had just come out of college and were just done the basic teacher training degree. And they learnt in the local language. They couldn't even speak English properly and they had to teach in English. And the teachers who were teaching maths were not even trained in math. So everything was wrong and he was struggling to learn the basic things of math, which was so easy for older one. Then I realized that's not the teacher's duty. I have to learn to make it simple in whatever way I can and sit with him and make him. And by the time the third son came, I was able to, and he learned from the mistakes I made. But I thought, each child is different. We cannot say, oh, this is the way to bring up this child, and all children should be brought up like this. Each child is different, each method is different, and we as mothers should be able to see, oh, this child is different, and I have to spend more time with him or her. And maybe I have to specialize in, I mean, focus on this aspect. Maybe I have to teach him to speak in this way. If they speak something wrong or rude, we can say, oh, don't speak like that to mommy. We have to tell them, Lord, we have to tell them, mommy, we have to tell them, don't speak like that, but speak like this and show them, please, mommy, can you help me to do that? Then they learn to speak more respectfully. I have a beautiful picture on our table about when our youngest grandson was born, you know, our very, very youngest grandson was born. And he's looking straight into his father's face. It was just like he was just born and the father and son were looking at each other. It's such an amazing thing that the child is looking at his father. And I thought, it's so wonderful when we can look at our Heavenly Father and say, Lord, you are my Heavenly Father. I want to trust you for everything. And those are some of the good things. But, you know, becoming a mother, there were some challenges for me. I remember that the days became more busy and the nights also were busy, I getting more and more slack in my spiritual life. And then I thought of this verse, in the last days, the love of many will grow cold. And I thought, really, my love for the Lord is growing cold. And the Lord started speaking to me and working in my heart how to work in that area. And I came down to share that testimony before. I was really down the bottommost part of, rock bottom in my life, when the Lord picked me up and baptized me in the Holy Spirit. And I want to challenge all of us mothers, these are last days, and we have to realize that in these days, it's so easy for our love to grow cold, our love for the Lord to grow cold, and we have to work on it. We have to say, Lord, help me not to get taken up with all these earthly things, this taking care of my family needs and everything, but help me to be focused. Help me to be abiding in you all the time. I used to wonder, what's the meaning of abiding? I want to be so close to the Lord, and I want to live in Him, and He lives in me. Then only I can have that experience of loving Him. The love of many, it says that people will be lovers of self, lovers of pleasure, lovers of ease. That's so close to us that we can forget, especially when we are taking care of our children, get taken up with other things, and we don't keep that love for the Lord uppermost and most important. Jesus told the church in Ephesus, you have lost your first love. And that is what happened to me when I was so focused on taking care of my oldest child. I lost my first love for the Lord, and the Lord in His mercy picked me up and lifted me up. Another thing which we can lose our love is for when we become mothers, is we lose our love for our husbands. You know, we get so taken up with our child. Our child is so much important that we forget that there's the most, our partner is the one who needs our love and our respect. And that also the Lord showed me. I have to spend more time talking to Him, respecting Him, consulting Him, and making Him feel that His choices are important to me. So in that area also, the love of many will grow cold. I want to watch out that my love for my partner doesn't grow cold. The love for my children can grow cold. You know, different children are different. As I was saying, one child may be obedient and quick to listen what we tell him or her, and the next child may be distracted and not so quick to obey. But that doesn't mean, as we heard earlier, that Brother Venai was saying, that doesn't mean that I should cast off that child and forget about him because he is not obeying. That child needs my love. I should not let my love for that child grow cold. And the third one may be different in some other way, or their health, they may have health problems. But I should not allow my love to grow cold towards my children. Then the love growing cold can be even to our brothers and sisters in the church. You know, we as mothers, we get so taken up with our family, our children, and we think, that's the only thing that's important for me. But I should think, God has put me in a family in the church, and I don't want my love for my brothers and sisters in the church to grow cold. And we can grow cold towards our relatives also. You know, sometimes we think our church is everything, and we forget about, as we heard, our mother-in-law, or we don't like to deal with our relatives. There also the Lord spoke to me and showed me, you should not allow your vision just about your family and your church. You should think of others in need. Especially some relatives are in need, be open to them. My love for them should not grow cold. And so the Lord spoke to me many, many ways in when I became a mother, and I'm so happy that I have my daughters in love who are mothers to their to my grandchildren, and so many mothers here who are examples to us. And just one more thing I wanted to say, that when we bring up our children, when my children are growing up and I used to let them play outside, whatever they did, I used to have an eye on them, like what they were doing except when they went to school. But you know, when our children play, especially with other children, we are not aware of, we think, oh, they are okay. But we cannot expect somebody else to correct our children if they do something wrong. We should be aware, like, oh, my child is there. I hope he is not being mean to somebody else's child. I should be always aware of that. So when my children used to be playing outside, I'd find something to do and wait outside while and watch them when they're playing. Has the ball gone into my neighbor's compound? Has it hit their window? Or has it Have they been with other children? Have they spoken some rude thing? Or have they been selfish and say, no, this is mine. I want to do this. Or it's my turn. And so I wanted them to err on and give the chance to the other person, not say, oh, take it. It's my son's turn, okay? You just let him. I didn't want to be partial like that. I wanted my children to learn, give the others a chance. So every time, whatever they are doing, we mothers, we have to be alert to see that they are okay and they are not doing selfish things and they are not dishonoring the Lord. Praise the Lord.